This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Any kind of retirement related questions you may have at the best of the business right here, right now. We've got Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing fantastic. Malia, how you been?
Great, Sean.
Great to talk with you. A couple of things. Of course, telephone number. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. If you want to set up an appointment and learn a little bit more about Klaus Financial, if you have a question there, you can give them a call, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Find them online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. When you get to the Klaus Financial page, you can get there and sign up down in the bottom right corner. There's a thing for the weekly Market Pulse. It's a really, really nice newsletter that goes out once a week, kind of gives you a snapshot of what's going on in the markets, answers a lot of questions as well. Of course, answers to all your retirement questions in one place right here with Money in Motion on 1310 WIBA. Now, we're going to be talking about mistakes that I should avoid as you get closer to retirement. I wish you guys would have been around in my 20s. probably could have helped me a lot as well there. But let's talk a little bit about some of those mistakes you want to avoid as you're getting prepared for retirement.
Yeah, so there's some important ones here. We're going to go through five of them today. There's quite a few things, obviously, as you get ready for retirement that you need to be aware of. But number one on our list today is staying too aggressive in your portfolio as you get closer to retirement. So this is a common mistake. We had a lot of people in 2006, 2007, you know, before the 08 and 09 correction of the stock market, coming to us with all stock, and maybe it was all company stock. And I know there's a lot of listeners out there right now who go, yeah, but my company matches my contributions into the company stock, and boy, they've done well by me, and I don't, you know, and there's all these excuses, but bottom line is we had people lose, you know, 50, 60, 70% of their portfolio right before wanting to retire because they stayed too aggressive. So the key is, as you get closer to retirement, to become more balanced in your strategy. And I'm specifically talking about 401ks and IRAs here right now. Mm-hmm. Become more balanced in your risk orientation so that you can weather the storm of the next correction.
And if you are thinking and getting close to retirement, starting to think about these things, or even if you're just entering the workforce, you have some questions, CJ and Malia would love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. The second one, as far as the mistakes to avoid this, not fully evaluating pension options, you would think, and the layperson goes, well, pensions, it's simple enough. There's couple of options. There's a lot more going on there, isn't there?
There is. So as it pertains to pensions, you got to be really careful. For those who have worked with pensions before, you know that right before you retire, your company or the state or city, whoever you work for, will send you a printout of all your different options. It could be single life, joint and 50% survivor, joint and 100% survivor, 10-year period certain, 15-year period certain, and the list goes on and on. You may have upwards of 10, 12 different payout options. Not to mention the fact that if you wait a little bit longer, sometimes the benefit goes up. So a lot, and then there's other things to consider even on top of that. Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is, whoa, slow down before you go to pull that pension, because once you choose it, and after about 60 days, that decision becomes irrevocable.
Oh,
one of those words you don't like to hear,
no,
right? Irrevocable. And so if you make a mistake in that process, unfortunately, there's no do-overs.
He's CJ Klaus. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Klaus Financial. This is Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, you can give us a call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation about mistakes to avoid when you prepare for retirement. Also, don't forget the telephone number for Klaus Financial's offices. 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, we've got a $25 gift card for Chipotle. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Just a pro tip, something to keep in mind. If you pay close attention to the show, you might get the answer from today's show for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial joining us. Don't forget their website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. When you get to the page, scroll down to the bottom corner there. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Nice snapshot of what's going on in the markets. You get it once a week. You don't get spam. You don't get anything else. It's literally a once-a-week newsletter. I think it comes out Wednesdays, if my email memory serves me correct. And it's, again, a really, really nice thing just to kind of give you a glimpse of what's been going on in the market. Don't forget, as always, if you have any questions about your retirement, all your answers to your retirement questions in one place right here with Money in Motion. Telephone numbers 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Talking about some of the mistakes you should be avoiding as you prepare for retirement, staying too aggressive is one, also considering the thoughts of pension options and putting some evaluation, some thought into that. The other thing we hear is health insurance. And, you know, as you think of retirement, that could become a pretty significant expense if you don't, well, no matter what, but it could really hurt you if you don't plan for those things properly, correct?
Exactly. And like CJ told us a little earlier, we want to have time to make these decisions with a lot of thought about our own circumstances. And quite honestly, when we hear someone tell us, and we do hear this once in a while, I'm thinking about retiring in about 2 weeks. Believe it or not, we'd like a little more time than that. We're talking about some serious decisions. So when it comes to health insurance, we certainly, we've talked on the show quite a bit that age 65, that's when Medicare comes into the picture and you actually have health insurance covered by the government effectively. So if we're looking at retiring anytime sooner than 65, we have to look at, is your job going to provide that health insurance? Does your company allow for a COBRA, which we'll talk about a little later as far as being able to extend out your current health insurance, which generally will be for a period of 18 months. Is that available to you? What about your spouse? Do they have coverage through their work that can pick you up if there's a gap in between you turning 65? So really specking out those costs. Obviously, the Affordable Care Act has allowed for some possibilities there as well for some lower cost health insurance. But nothing else is probably one of the most important things we work with people through, because many people can afford to retire. Mm-hmm. They can afford to have that monthly income, but that health insurance really can be a stinger, and we want to make sure that we've got that perfectly covered before we execute an actual retirement.
And another earned benefit, we mentioned Medicare, also Social Security, and understanding some of those numbers is, at your advice a few months ago, actually probably about a year ago, I went to the Social Security website and started looking at this stuff. It seems fairly simple, but there's a lot going on with those numbers, and you've got to understand what those numbers actually mean, correct?
Well, I love hearing that Sean's following directions. Thank you, Sean.
Once in a while.
So, yeah, and we always talk to our listeners about going to SSA.gov, establishing an account, and to see what your Social Security benefit's going to look like. So, obviously, 62 is the earliest age you can start collecting a benefit, but knowing how that's going to accelerate if you wait till full retirement age, for most people, is going to be closer to 66 and some months. So, understanding what you're giving back and so forth, if you wait, may make a difference in when you decide to pull your Social Security.
Let's talk about drawing money out every year, too much money. I mean, you've got your investment portfolio and you start drawing money out of it. You got to make sure you're not going too far, right?
That's correct. Yeah. So this is another big mistake we see people make as they head into retirement. Their expectations around what we call sustainable distribution rates is out of whack. So you think of a portfolio, and we like to use round numbers just to keep it simple. And if somebody has $100,000 in an IRA when they retire, and they come to us and they say, yeah, I'm assuming, right? And you know what they say about assuming. I'm assuming I can draw $10,000 a year out of that $100,000 IRA. And I stop and I go, so you think you can pull 10% out per year? And they go, well, I don't know what the percent is, but but $10,000 is what I'm anticipating. And I go, well, that's 10%. And the problem with that assumption is that is not over a 30, 40-year retirement, folks. That is not sustainable. Now, I could be wrong, and you could end up in a really great 40-year market and just happen to hit it right, and you don't run out of money. But that's generally not what any financial advisor would call sustainable. You're going to eventually run out of money there. So again, understanding what a sustainable income stream is off your retirement investments is critical. Not to mention the fact, by the way, I'm going to add in another one that's not even on the list. Another mistake is not taking stock of what income options you have available. Mm. So it used to be what we call the four-legged stool, pensions, Social Security, personal investments, and retirement. But now the legs of that stool are starting to get knocked out. And so now there's more responsibility on you, the consumer, to make sure that you're saving for your own retirement, because pensions just aren't there as much anymore.
And of course, the importance of making sure now that a lot of the responsibility is falling on the worker, is falling on the employee, is making sure that you're managing and preparing those things properly.
That's right.
And it highlights the importance of working and contacting folks at Kloss Financial. They do great work with that stuff. There's a lot of questions that come up. If you have questions for Kloss Financial, a couple of options. You can call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Also, if you want to get to know CJ and Malia and the gang at Kloss Financial, they'd love to talk with you. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. There is no cost for that initial consultation. As CJ likes to talk, it's a kick of the tires, a chance to get to know each other and really get to know Kloss Financial. They would love to meet with you. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number, because coming up in the next segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We are also going to talk a little bit about health insurance. Malia alluded to it a little bit earlier about, especially if you're retiring early, we'll talk about things to consider, things to be mindful of as you're going into retirement when it comes to health insurance. We'll do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Hanging out with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial as we do on Thursdays. Don't forget about the website, klaasfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. When you get there, don't forget to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Great newsletter, gives you a snapshot of the markets. Again, you get it once a week. Nice little condensed version of what's been going on. Telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we started talking as we were mentioning some of the mistakes, some of the things people should be avoiding when planning for retirement. We mentioned retiring without considering your health insurance costs, and that is a biggie, and it's something that that people need to think of, especially if you are retiring early, correct?
That's correct, yes. So COBRA, Malia mentioned this. You can go in and Google COBRA and see if I'm correct on this. I think it's Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act. So somebody, you know, call in and figure out if I said that right. But I think that's what it stands for. But COBRA is the 18-month extension of your group health insurance if you get laid off or move to another employer, which is a nice option. It was something that for employers that have group health insurance plan that the government forced onto them. Actually, it's a requirement. Now, depending upon if your employer is part of a required group health insurance plan, that can impact whether or not COBRA is an option for you. So if you're part of a small employer, many times sub 50 employees, that does not have a group health insurance plan, there may not be a COBRA option, which again is that 18-month extension of your group health insurance benefits. Now, let's say you're part of a company that is an option. You take that 18 months, but then you run out of that 18 months and you're not age 65 yet, because again, age 65 is Medicare eligibility. That's where you would end up on the Affordable Care Act health insurance, right? Mm-hmm. But these are okay things, but you just need to be aware of the costs, right? Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing is, you know, some people come in and they're freaking out about ending up on Affordable Care Act insurance. And many times we say, well, it might be okay. Mm-hmm. Other times people aren't fearful at all. And I go, well, maybe you should be, right? So just be aware of what these costs might be. And, you know, knowledge is power.
And, you know, and we don't need to, ACA, of course, it's anything that goes on. It can be controversial. There is something that I think universally, though, is loved about ACA, which is regardless of your health history, they have to offer you coverage, correct?
Wait, the Affordable Care Act is controversial? I didn't know that.
I got a good look at CJ's no-duh face right there.
It's controversial. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
you know, again, I agree with Sean. I don't want to go down this road too far. But I will say, you know, the Affordable Care Act was really meant for what we call this gap insurance mm-hmm. between when you retire or get laid off. Hey, listen, think if you're a Kraft Heinz employee. Again, mm-hmm. if you're listening to this show and you're a Kraft Heinz employee that, actually, I had somebody in yesterday that yesterday was their final day.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, I thought it was all around May or June, but actually, no, it's spread out for different employees. And so, anyways, good example would be Kraft Heinz employee, your spouse who's either not working or doesn't have group health insurance, the question will be, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. Now, with Kraft Heinz employees, I think some of them have an extension through age 65, but so maybe a bad example, but I think you guys get my point. Mm-hmm. What do you do if you're laid off at 55 and you need this gap insurance to age 65? That's where the Affordable Care Act can come in.
Great information there. And let's talk about the importance of age 65. And it's a great time, isn't it, right then and there?
It is. So age 65 is Medicare eligibility. Truth be told, since we're a retirement planning firm, a mm-hmm. lot of times people think we only work with people who are 50 and up. And the answer is no, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Although that is generally the demographic that comes to meet with us. By the way, shame on you, young generation, because really that's an indictment on you. And I say you, but that's really me too. I'm in my 30s. So we should be planning earlier. But mm-hmm. the average retirement age of our clients is, what do you know? 65. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, why, CJ? Why 65? Well, because that's Medicare eligibility age. And if you've ever done the math, which a lot of these listeners have, if you've ever done the math on the cost of health insurance pre-65, it can definitely hold you back from early retirement.
Yes.
Not to mention the fact that if you get the right Medicare supplement, your health insurance is like Ritz-Carlton type health insurance, really, really good. So waiting to 65 is a pretty critical age. And then secondarily, when you're 65, you're close to your full Social Security retirement age. You may not be at it yet, because it's usually between 66 and 67, but you're close. So a lot of times that 65, 66, right around there is the magical key retirement age. Again, I want to give a disclaimer. That doesn't mean it's the right age for you. Mm-hmm. It just means that's the average age we see people retiring at.
And as we talk about retirement and planning and leading up to, you mentioned the age when you typically start seeing people in their 50s, 40s, 50s. It's never too early. It's never too late, but the earlier the better. The sooner you can start planning for this stuff, the better off you are going to be when it comes time to retire. All you've got to do is give them a call at Kloss Financial. You've been thinking about your retirement. If you're just, as I mentioned earlier too, just entering the workforce, maybe it's just starting now to hear about, you know, 401k and other options. You're thinking, you know what, I'd like to retire and I'd like to have a good lifestyle when I retire. Talk with the people at Kloss Financial. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. It's a free, no obligation first appointment. Get that kick of the tires. Learn a little bit about Kloss. They'll learn a little bit about you and you will be on your way. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. 442-5637. The website, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Let's talk really quickly about something we have never talked about this before. Reverse mortgages, which I've heard about, but I don't know anything about them. I'm going to assume there is a pro and a con when it comes to the reverse mortgage, isn't there?
There are, yes. So reverse mortgages is something that comes up as people start to, as they get older, they have equity in their home, right? I hope people who are listening know what equity in your home is. And you start running out of portfolio income, but your health has not declined enough that you want to move into a quote-unquote facility or long-term care facility. So in certain cases, reverse mortgages can be a nice systems of last resort in order to stay in your home and actually start reversing back out that equity to yourselves. However, in many cases, not all, but in many cases, reverse mortgages are expensive. Mm. And in many cases, it leaves your family can still you know, pay off the mortgage and maintain the home after you die, but sometimes then all the equity is stripped out and suddenly they don't get to maintain the home that their parents grew up in or that their parents built or something like that. So what I would say is if you look at reverse mortgages in the proper lens, we believe it should be a system of last resorts. Certainly something you plan for if you see yourself running out of cash, but not something that you say, hey, I've got $500,000 in my IRA and now I want to start reversing the mortgage on my home. We're not a big fan of that. And I'm sorry for all of you reverse mortgage agents out there, because I know some of you would love if more people would do this even when they have money. But our math and our research on it shows that it would be better as a systems of last resort and not something you try to do early on.
It is an option, but shouldn't be your first, second, or third option. But it is something to be aware of.
That would be our professional opinion, yes.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of cool information on the website. You guys are celebrating 40 years? Am I right? It's amazing.
That's
you
right.
Don't look a day over 30.
I was going to say, I'm not 40 years old, but yes.
And so, again, you can learn a little bit about Kloss Financial while you're there. You can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. And again, the telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I'm going to hold on to that number as well, because in just a moment, we are going to do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. One thing to highlight and point out, too, is as you listen to the program, you've gotten to know CJ and Malia over the years. You say, you know what? I really like those guys. I'd like to talk with them. When you set up that first appointment, that first consultation with Kloss Financial, it's not going to cost you anything. All you got to do is give them a call at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card to Chipotle. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. How long does COBRA normally extend your health insurance for? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer to the Kloss Financial office win that $25 gift card for Chipotle. CJ Malia, you guys have a great week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.